And just to conclude the conversation, I'm interested in hearing, you know, and I think you've told us as well, but what is your secret to success when you're working with health systems and just in general, because of your breadth of knowledge from, you know, so many different areas across the health system? And then what advice would you tell a founder, especially as they are developing products and they're pitching to health systems? What advice would you tell them as they move forward?
Well, the first thing is that if I could write a book on this or a manual or even a podcast and tell you, here's everything you need to do, it'd probably sell 10 million copies. But that doesn't exist. It's a very flexible, dynamic environment, and you've got to constantly be changing. One of the things that people have said over the years is, I'm not a salesman. They pointed out to me, even when I was a researcher or I was doing clinical operations or even working at a company as a subject matter expert, because I don't have the typical sales metrics, but realize all of us are doing selling. Over the years, I had to sell when I was trying to develop grants in research. I had to sell the idea. I had to sell it with my principal investigators. I've also had to sell over the years with budgets when I was a clinical operations and even in business, trying to sell an idea or a thought even within the own business. So we're all doing some type of selling. I like to use the word communicating and in some cases educating, but I think most of the times it's communicating. I like to communicate and hear back. I have to listen and hear. A lot of times when I'm in these meetings, I've seen some people want to make this big sales pitch and they've got 45 minutes to make a statement and they use all 45 minutes. There have been times I've been in there where I've talked for 2 minutes and said, you know, this is going to work better if I listen and hear what their problems are. What are they going through? What do they need help with? And then how could my offering benefit them? And in some cases, it may not, but we still develop a rapport and a connection because we've listened to each other and heard. In that respect, I try to connect with the person. We're all experiencing hardships and problems and stresses. And so part of my goal is, how can I reduce that in some way? Can my offering help with what you're doing? Or is this hour or half hour that we're spending, how can I help you with that a little bit? So you try to understand the why of what we're doing versus just the what. If you want to sell 10 more widgets, that's very good. And that might be your sales model. But at the same time, it's like, what are you trying to do with it? The why of it, I should say. Why are you trying to do it? Change healthcare. Trying to think that mindset when you walk into the room.
I really like some of the points that you brought up. I mean, certainly what you brought up earlier about having a Sherpa to take you through the process. I love the, you know, looking at it as a matrix ecosystem where you might have to message differently depending on who, you know, which stakeholder you're talking to, and then the partnering, and then really, really like the approach of, you know, why did you create this product? Why is it important to the health system? Asking that question and going about it as solving a problem versus, like you said, I've got this great new thing that you're going to love and it's going to be the best thing you've ever used, when, you know, they're the health system, you know, the provider or the executive is asking something completely different. And so I think sometimes it's you're not solving a problem for them. You're wasting their time. So I think what you've laid out here is super helpful. Are there any last other things that you'd like to mention before we wrap up here?
I think you made a lot of the key points. It's an ecosystem and trying to understand the ecosystem. It's coming at it with the expert counselors, guidance, Sherpas, and recognizing that you're there to help them, help these healthcare systems help others. Trying to come at it with that approach is a really good way of trying to holistically change what we're doing in sick care and move it more to a healthcare model.